بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We are continuing this series about the hereafter. And today we are continuing from the point where we left off last week, and that is the resurrection. We have spoken about the world and its signs and death and the life after here in between this life and the next, meaning the Day of Judgment. Spoken about how the world will end and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will destroy it. And then we spoke about the different names of the Day of Judgment and why it is called these different names. We spoke about the state of this world and the skies, that it will be changed from the way it looks. Allah will destroy this world and its skies, and He will exchange it with another world, another sky. It is not the same world, and it is not the same sky. It is a different world and a different sky. In one hadith, the Prophet ﷺ explains that the world will be flat and will be white. There is no shade, there are no hills, there are no valleys at all. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that He will expand the world. It will not be the same size. He will spread it. تُمَدُّ الْأَرْضِ. We're going to talk about that in a few moments, inshaAllah. And where the gathering will be, we're also going to talk about that, inshaAllah. And how the judgment will begin. What will happen? What will be the state of the people on that day? Who will be gathered? What will happen after that? My brothers and sisters, what we are about to go into now is the moment. Is the moment that we all fear. We all fear, and it is the moment that we are all here to prepare for. This is the day which is real. The time that we are here, it's only temporarily real. It will go, it will vanish, it will no longer exist. It will be like a dream. The people on that day will look at this world as a dream, and they'll forget many of their deeds, the good and the bad. You'll forget a lot of what you have done. The atheist and the theists will all be gathered on the Day of Judgment, and they will come to believe in the Day of Judgment, in Allah, and everything that was told in the Quran and the Hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, which they denied. And those who believed in it will see it in reality. The believer, it shouldn't make a difference whether they were given the opportunity to see the hereafter or not to see it. We believe in it in the same way. However, seeing it with the eyes, hearing it with the ears, witnessing it, it is something totally different. And the resurrection, the rising on the Day of Judgment, Allah has given us many signs in this world to believe in it. Allah says,
أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ وَهُوَ الَّذِي يُرْسِلُ الرِّيَاحَ بُشْرًا بَيْنَ يَدَيْ رَحْمَتِهِ حَتَّى إِذَا أَقَلَّتْ سَحَابًا ثِقَالًا سُقْنَاهُ لِبَلَدٍ مَيِّتٍ فَأَنْزَلْنَا بِهِ الْمَاءَ فَأَخْرَجْنَا بِهِ مِنْ كُلِّ الثَّمَرَاتِ كَذَلِكَ نُخْرِجُ الْمَوْتَى لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ.
Allah is telling us, and He is the one who sends the breeze and the winds, and He sends the clouds as a mercy for you and as a good news. And when it reaches the place of destination, its clouds begin to carry much rain and water, and then we take it to a land which is dead, and we bring down that water, And then we bring out on every type of fruit from there. Behold, behold, this is the way we will resurrect you from your death so that you may understand and know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says in the Quran, فَانْظُرْ إِلَىٰ آثَارِ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ كَيْفَ يُحْيِي الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا كَذَلِكَ النُّشُورُ. And look, Allah says, look at the mercy of Allah on earth, how He brings back an earth which is dead, a land which is dead, back to life, into greenery. Allah tells us, this is how we're going to resurrect you. A companion by the name of Abu Ruzayn al-Uqayli said, I said, O Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like in what form, how will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala resurrect the people again, recreate them? And what is the sign on earth of this recreation? I mean, what tells us, what can we look at as an example on earth? He said, have you ever passed a valley of one of your people? He's talking to a man who he had told the Prophet ﷺ that his people one time had a land that was dead, it was dry, and it was complaining that there is no growth in it. And one day Allah sent rain to it, and it grew. Now it's full of vegetation. He said, do you not remember that? Have you not witnessed that? And then it became green all of a sudden? He said, yes. He said, this is the example of how Allah will also recreate His creation on a day of judgment. Just like He creates in front of us these plantations that also have life in them, and they have cells in them, a little bit different to the human, but similar. Similar growth, similar life. They need oxygen, they need water, like the human being. The land is dead, nothing will grow there. It needs water. The water comes and suddenly life is there. Allah will resurrect the people on the day of judgment. However, it is not with water. It is in another form. But it will come out from the earth. In one hadith it says that when people die, they are reduced. And if you die in a normal way, you turn into bones and your bones are gone into soil. And the strongest part of your body which stays is the coccyx bone. It's a lower bone of the vertebra. Some of them, after an extremely long time, the coccyx bone even deteriorates. However, on the day of judgment, the coccyx bone is like the seed. It is recreated and it's in the soil. And from it, the rest of the body is recreated. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates it very easily. Allah says in the Quran, in reply to those who question, how can dead come back to life? How can God bring back to life something? How can you prove the existence of God when you say something like this? Allah replies by saying, وَيَقُولُ الْإِنسَانُ أَإِذَا مِتُّ لَسَوْفَ أُخْرَجُ حَيَّا. And man asks, questions, that when I die, I'm going to be raised again into life after I'm dead, life is gone. Allah says,
أَوَلَا يَذْكُرُ الْإِنسَانُ.
Does man not remember?
أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَلَمْ يَكُ شَيْئًا خَلَقْنَاهُ وَلَمْ يَكُ شَيْئًا.
Does he not remember that we created him in the first place when he was actually nothing? We can recreate you from, after you were something, and then you died, and then from bones we recreate you. It's even more of a miracle that we created you in the first place from nothing. Absolutely nothing.
فَوَرَبُّكَ.
Allah says, فَوَرَبِّكَ لَنَحْشُرَنَّهُمْ وَالشَّيَاطِينَ. By your Lord, we are going to gather them and the devils, the shayateen of the humans and the shayateen of the jinns. And then we will gather them around Jahannam, those who denied, around hellfire. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, the first one that will be resurrected from underneath the ground is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The bones are brought up above the ground, and the first one to be raised is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will see Musa alayhi salam, and he will see Ibrahim alayhi salam almost simultaneously resurrected. And he said, the first among the people who will be clothed will be Ibrahim alayhi salam. Speaking this hadith, the ulama say that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam almost simultaneously is clothed as well. Some narrations say Ibrahim alayhi salam is clothed the first one because he is the first to practice the wearing of the sirwal. It's a very loose trousers in prayer. But Ibrahim alayhi salam will be clothed, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be clothed simultaneously with him. This is an indication to us that everyone will be gathered initially naked, no clothes. There's another hadith which Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يُحْشَرُ النَّاسُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ حُفَاتًا عُرَى غُرْلًا. Every person will be gathered on a day of judgment, barefooted, naked, and also non-circumcised. Those who were circumcised will be non-circumcised. The same way they were created. Allah says in the Quran,
لَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَا كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ.
You have now come back to us the same way exactly as we created you in the beginning. And Allah replies to some people who forget about that or deny that.
بَلْ زَعَمْتُمْ أَلَّن نَجَعَلَ لَكُمْ مَوْعِدًا.
And you claimed that we will not repeat your creation again. Here you are again. That's what Allah will say to the people on that day. Narrated by Muslim, that Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu said, I heard the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, every servant, every person will be gathered on the day of judgment on the state that they died on in this world. On the state they died on in this world. The state that we die is the state we'll be resurrected. This means that the path that you were leading in your lifestyle will be the consequence of that. You will find it in the hereafter. You'll be raised on that way. For example, if a person used to drink alcohol and was an alcoholic, will be raised on the day of judgment with the signs of alcohol on him, intoxicated, and there is no running away from that secret, if it was a secret. Or if a person was led astray worshipping idols, they'll be raised as worshippers of idols. You'll be raised on the state you died on. And in another hadith, Prophet ﷺ said, يُحْشَرُ الْمَرْءُ مَعْ مَنْ أَحَبُ. Every person will be gathered with those whom they used to love or imitate in this life. Everyone will be justly and fairly united and gathered on a day of judgment in accordance with their actions and in accordance with the way and the state they died, in accordance with whom they loved and imitated and they wanted to be with. Allah will raise you with them. So choose who you want to be your companion on the day of judgment. And whoever that companion is, you'll be going with them wherever they go. Wherever they go, you'll be going with them. Because you imitated them, you loved them, and so you will follow those whom you loved. Allah will be fair. وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. Allah will not victimize, will not oppress, will not wrong, will not be unjust to anyone on that day. No matter how bad they were, he will not be unjust to them. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives another example of some other type of people, how they will be gathered. He said, by the one who possesses my soul in his hand, there isn't any one of you who is injured in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani you're fighting in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, injustice, but in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except that on the day of judgment, you will be raised and with your blood still apparent in the place that you were injured in his path. If it's a bruise or a blood or a harm, that harm will be shown, but there is no pain. But it will be shown as a sign, as a symbol for everybody to see that you were one who worked and died in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And its smell, if it's blood, its smell on the day of judgment with the smell of fragrance of musk. Its color is the color of blood and its smell is the smell of musk. It's narrated in Bukhari and Muslim. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us that a man, or Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says, there was a man with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who was on a pilgrimage, he was on Hajj with them. And he was in his ihram. You know the white cloth they wear in ihram, in Hajj? He was wearing that pilgrim's clothing. And he got injured by his mule or his camel, and as a result injured him so badly that he got sick and he died from that injury. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to his companions, wash him with the water of cedar, with the liquid of cedar tree, and clothe him with his own clothing, the clothing of Hajj, whatever he is in, wrap that around him. And do not put any type of fragrance on him, because when he was in Hajj, he was in Ihram. In Ihram, you don't put fragrance on. He was still in that state. So he said, keep him in that state. And do not cover his head, because when you're in the state of Ihram in Hajj, you don't cover your head. He said, فَإِنَّهُ يُبْعَثُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مُلَبِّيًّا. On the day of judgment, he will be raised saying, لَبَّيْكَ اللَّهُمَّ لَبَّيْكَ. I have come to your call, my Lord, I have come. So this is also in Bukhari, that evidence that people will be raised in the state they died on. So this man will be raised with this kafan, Allahu Akbar, your sins have been forgiven, and you are saying, لَبَّيْكَ اللَّهُمَّ لَبَّيْكَ. We ask Allah to resurrect us in a good state and with a clean heart. Ibrahim alayhi salam used to constantly worry about this, and he was to say, oh my Lord, raise me on the day when no child and no wealth can help any person except he or she who comes to you on the day of judgment is raised with a clean heart. What does a clean heart mean? It means that you fulfilled the word of La ilaha illallah and stayed away from the haram as much as you can, repented from what you could, and fulfilled your compulsory duties towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is a clean heart. There were people who were going to be gathered in a different state, depending on the way they died as well, such as the ones who used to consume interest when there was no need to take it, but just for pleasure and luxury. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, الَّذِينَ يَأْكُلُونَ الرِّبَا لَا يَقُومُونَ إِلَّا كَمَا يَقُومُ الَّذِي يَتَخَبَّطُهُ الشَّيْطَانُ مِنَ الْمَسِ. Those who used to consume usury or give it, they will be raised on the day of judgment like one who has been possessed by Satan. So that state of anger, the state of craze, the state of delusion. In another hadith, it tells us in the tafsir that this type of a person who consumed haram on the day of judgment, it's okay. On the day of judgment will be resurrected choking. He can't breathe. He can't breathe at all, and will be choking on that day. So imagine being gathered and you're choking, you're grasping for air. That's their state. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says those who used to consume forbidden things, whether it was forbidden wealth or forbidden food, knowingly, they will be raised and their stomachs are full. And you could see that they are huge stomachs on that day. They can barely hold them. They try to get up and they fall down. And they can barely breathe because their stomachs are so full that it reaches their necks, their throats, and they can barely breathe. And they're deluded, intoxicated, like a person who's possessed. You know, when you look at a person and say he's possessed by a devil, he's crazy, and he can barely breathe, and barely get up. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us this in the Quran, وَمَنْ يَغْلُلْ وَمَنْ يَغْلُلْ يَأْتِ بِمَا غُلَّ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أو بِمَا غَلَّ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Anyone who consumes forbidden things will come on the day of judgment with those things that he consumed. They'll come all together on top of him or in his stomach, and it will choke him, can barely stand up. So different states that people come on the day of judgment. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fold the skies and will fold the earth on the day of judgment. And Aisha radiallahu anha and others asked him, O Messenger of God, where will the people be when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala folds the earth and folds the skies? Where will we all be? Will we also be folded within them, or where? He said, they will be in a darkness, first of all. At first, you're in a darkness. On a bridge. Only Allah knows what this bridge is like. It's not on earth and it's not in the sky. This bridge is bestowed above hellfire, as-sirat. There are many hadiths which are sahih, stating in the same way. On the sirat. So if this is all darkness, where is the sun? The sun comes later. But I'll tell you what, Allah says in the Quran, وَأَشْرَقَتِ الْأَرْضُ بِنُورِ رَبِّهَا. Some of the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will light up the world. And that's how you will see things. As for the sun, the Prophet ﷺ said that the sun will be brought as near kalmil. Kalmil. The scholars say we don't know if al-mil means a mile away or al-mil, also referred to the eyelashes or like a mascara or a kuhl that you place on your eye. But the point is, the sun will be so close. Prophet ﷺ said some people will sweat according to their deeds, according to their bad deeds. Some of them, their sweat will reach their ankles. Some of them will reach their knees. Others will reach their shoulders. And others, Rasul ﷺ said the following phrase, listen to it. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يُلْجِمُهُ الْعَرَقُ. Some of them, the sweat will silence them. What does this mean? Will silence them. يُلْجِمُهُ. It means that the sweat will get so high until it reaches their lips. And so, you will not be able to open your mouth. Otherwise, you'll swallow it. And if you swallow that sweat, more sweat will come. So it'll stay there, boiling at the heat of that sun. Boiling. It's not just any sweat. It's boiling sweat. And these people, according to their bad deeds, will be in that state. And people will have no room to run. Where are they going to run? يَوْمَ تُوَلُّونَ مُدْبِرِينَ مَا لَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ عَاصِمٍ. Allah says, on that day, people will run away. Those who know what their state is going to be, the consequence is going to be. Allah says, مَا لَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ عَاصِمٍ. You will have, who are you going to go to protect you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? There is no protection on that day. And man will say, أَيْنَ الْمَفَرْ, is in the Quran. Where are we going to run away to? They look everywhere, say, أَيْنَ الْمَفَرْ. Where's the exit? How do we get out of here? There's no getting out of there. Where are you going to go? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further tells us about that day, about the state that the believers will be gathered and the state that the disbelievers will be gathered and the criminals. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, people will be gathered on the day of judgment on three types, three ways. There will be a group, a type that will be able to walk on your legs, meaning. And there will be a type that will come riding on something. They won't need to stand. They'll be riding. And there will be a group that will be gathered on their faces. And it was asked, O Messenger of Allah, how can people walk on their face? The Prophet ﷺ replied, the one who could make people walk on their legs will be able to make people walk on their faces on the Day of Judgment. Very easily. Don't ask. Those people who walk on their faces are the criminals, the ones who did things against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's laws, and they are the disbelievers, and they are those who had pride and proudiness and arrogance in this world. And there are those who will be gathered in other hadiths like ants. They are also the ones of proudiness. As for the ones who are riding, they are the believers with great deeds, but their turn will be coming soon, not immediately. But this gathering will happen gradually. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, يَوْمَ نَحْشُرُ الْمُتَّقِينَ إِلَى الرَّحْمَنِ وَفْدًا. Those who are muttaqeen will be gathered on the Day of Judgment on vehicles riding. And they'll be driven to heaven in the end on vehicles riding. What is al-muttaqeen? Al-muttaqoon are people who used to protect themselves from the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world. You knew this was haram, you knew it would anger Allah, you knew that there is a sin for it, so you protected yourself from it. This is called muttaqi.
وَتَتَلَقَّاهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ.
And there will be angels that will run to these people, and they will grab them.
هَذَا يَوْمُكُمُ الَّذِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ.
The angels will give them good news, and they will say to them, this is your day that you've been promised. Don't worry. As for the criminals, Allah says, and we will gather the criminals and drive them along. They'll be driven like prisoners with chains, locked up, driven in different states. Wirda, wirda meaning thirsty, extreme thirst. وَنَحْشُرُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ يَوْمَئِذٍ زُرْقًا. Allah says, and on the day we will gather the criminals blue in color. Their whole body will be blue in color. And thirsty. in chains. Allah also says there are people who He will gather, عُمْيًا وَبُكْوَمًا وَصُمًّا, people who will be blind, dumb, cannot speak, and cannot hear. They don't know what they only feel. On that day, my dear brothers and sisters, the first call will begin. As people start, when they're about to be raised, as we mentioned last week, Israfil alayhi salam will blow into the trumpet. And as people are rising, they look at others and they see them rising from their graves, one by one. As the trumpet is heard, and they will know that this is the day. And a voice will call out saying, ذَلِكَ يَوْمُ الْخُرُوجِ, this is the day of resurrection. يَوْمَ تَشَقَّقُ الْأَرْضُ عَنْهُمْ سِرَاعًا, on that day the earth will split open from every grave and you will see them rising before your eyes. ذَلِكَ حَشْرٌ عَلَيْنَا يَسِيرٌ, Allah says this is simple for us. We can do this very simply. And Allah says, وَإِذَا الْأَرْضُ مُدَّتْ, on that day the earth will expand, so it will fit everybody. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, the people will be gathered on the day of judgment, hungrier than they have ever been, thirstier than they have ever been, unclothed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will only feed those who He wants, and only give water to those who He wants on that day. On that day, the Prophet ﷺ said, O Mu'adh, after Mu'adh had asked him a question, O Rasulullah, on that day when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gather people, you know, one after the other, group after group, how will He gather them? He said, O Mu'adh, you have asked an enormous question. And then the Prophet ﷺ went silent for a little bit until he cried, and his tears began to seep down his cheeks, and then he said the following words. There will be about 10 types of ways, other ways that people will be gathered on the Day of Judgment from my ummah, from my nation. Here now the Prophet ﷺ is talking about specifically the Muslims from the nation of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Allah will gather them in order to distinguish those among the other depending on their deeds. And Allah will change their forms so that you will recognize them. Some of them will be on the shape of monkeys. Some of them the shape of pigs. Those who completely went astray. Either they were Muslims and they apostated, or they were extreme criminals in Islam. Some of them on their faces and their legs upwards. And some of them are dragged on their faces, blind. Some of them cannot speak and cannot hear. Some of them, their tongues will be dragging on their chests, and there will be pus seeping out from their mouths and drooling down on their chests. And everyone will turn away from them. Some of them, their arms and their legs will be cut off, and some of them will have pillars extended from hellfire and they are crucified on them. And some of them, they will smell with a stench more worse than anyone has ever smelt. And some of them will be wearing clothes made of heat. He said, as for those who are the shape of monkeys, he said, they are those who used to go around talking lies about others or truth about others in order to cause fights between people. Namam. Gossipers. Those who are in the shape of the pigs, they are the ones who used to consume the haram, and they used to say the foul words, and they used to do the indecent acts. Those who are on their faces from my ummah are the ones who used to consume riba, interest for no need, meaning for no necessity. Those who are blind are the ones who used to not judge well between people. They used to misjudge people and they used to accuse people wrongly. Those who are dumb and deaf. They are the ones who, when they did a good deed, they used to show it off in front of people. I did this and I did that. I prayed. I donated. I am knowledgeable. And they show off their knowledge and they show off their good deeds. Those who have their tongues on their chests and with drooling pus down on their chests, walking around like that, they are the ones who used to know what is right and do the opposite of it, meaning know what is halal and do the haram, know what is haram, and they would tell people and they would do the opposite and never repent from their deeds. So they were constant people who constantly told people to do good or not to do bad, and they themselves did it and never repented from it or never regretted, never felt guilt and never repented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they died on that way, knowingly and consciously. Those who have their arms and legs cut off, they are the ones who used to harm the neighbors. Those who are crucified on pillars of fire, they are the ones who used to go to kings and people in authority in fakeness in order to look better than others so they may be given special treatment to other people. And those who smell with a terrible stench, they are the ones who used to follow their temptations and lusts. And they used to prevent their wealth from those who are entitled to it. Those who wear clothing of fire, they are the ones who used to wear clothing feeling proudiness and showing it off in front of the poor, in front of the needy, in front of other people. Those who showed it off, who walked in proudiness, who walked in haughtiness, those who walked in vanity, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden upon Muslims and believers to walk in vanity. You know, the walk with the chest up high and the nose up high, that kind of a look. You know, back in my father's, in our country, back in our countries, in parents' countries, they tell us that, you know, there used to be people who called themselves certain names. And they looked down upon other people and they called them certain names. And these two, the upper part, were never allowed to mix with the lower part. Till today, my father told me that they still have this mentality. You're not even allowed to ask about them. Who are you asking about? Those people? We are from them. We are from these people. How can you ask about those people? Don't ask, don't even mention their names. They're nothing compared to us. How can you mix from them? How can you marry from them? How can you live amongst them? So this is vanity and showing off. On that day, you will see believers with nur around them. And you will see disbelievers with darkness around them and in their faces. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Al-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us about the state that will be gathered. And he said, he pointed one day to Sham, the Middle East, the greater Syria, and he said, from there to there, and he pointed towards Sham, will be the place of gathering on the Day of Judgment. Will you be judged there? Allahu alam. But the first gathering is there. So there is a gathering before the judgment begins. There is a gathering before the judgment begins. And some of our scholars said the gathering begins and then you are transferred to different states and positions depending on your deeds and who you are to be judged in your own way. And everybody will think that they will be the only ones being judged. At this point, my dear brothers and sisters, these gatherings that I'm talking about, judgment has not begun yet. Every person is in that state. And Allah describes that we are looking up in terrified eyes. Believers and non-believers, we don't know what's going to happen. What's going to happen? Yes, you may have many good deeds, but who have you harmed who will take your deeds today? Is there something you've forgotten that will probably make you bankrupt today? What will happen? No one is sure what is going to happen to them. And now I bring you a long hadith by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which came in Bukhari and Muslim. And the hadith goes like this, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, On the Day of Judgment, you will reach a position of misery. People will be miserable. People will, some of them will be saddened. People would have given up hope in some ways. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the long hadith. He said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the people will gather each other and they will begin to question what's going to happen to us. And so they will remember the prophets. Let's go to the prophets. Let's ask them. Let's come to them and ask them to intercede for us so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can begin the judgment, the hisab, the accountability. He said, I had a dua. Prophet sallallahu alaihi said, in this life I had a dua. And this dua, I kept it. Whereas every other prophet was given their dua, which they asked for. As for my dua, which I kept specific for me, was that, O Allah, save my ummah on the Day of Judgment. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran,
عَسَى رَبُّكَ أَن يَبْعَثَكَ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا.
Behold, your Lord may raise you a beautiful raising on the Day of Judgment. What is that? It is the raising of the intercession. And this is the way it will go. He said, the people will go to Adam alayhi salam, and they will say to him, Ya Adam, Anta Abu al-Bashar. You are the father of all mankind. You are our father. Allah created you with his hands. Please intercede for us on this day. And then Adam alayhi salam will say, Ilaykum anni, ilaykum anni. Go away from me. Please go away from me. Inni akhafu mithla alladhi takhafu. I fear the same thing you are fearing. Inni asaytu rabbi. I disobeyed my Lord once. إِنَّ رَبِّي قَدْ غَضِبَ غَضَبًا لَمْ يَغْضَبْ مِثْلَهُ قَطْ. Today my Lord is in a state of anger which he has never been angry like this before. Go to the one who is after me. So we go to Nuh عليه السلام, and we say, Ya Nuh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you. You are the second father of mankind. Intercede for us for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to begin the judgment. And then Nuh alayhi salam will say the same thing. Ilaykum anni, ilaykum anni. Go away from me, go away from me. I fear the same thing you are fearing. I made my dua upon my people. My Lord is angry in a state where he has never been angry like this before. Go to the one after me, go to the one after me. And another hadith he says, Lastu laha, lastu laha. I am not qualified for it. I am not qualified for it. So then we go to the next prophets, till we reach Ibrahim alayhi salam. And Ibrahim alayhi salam on that day will also respond in the same way. And he will say, Ilaykum anni, ilaykum anni. Please, turn away from me, turn away from me. Inna rabbi qad ghadiba ghadaban lam yaghdab mithlahu qat. My Lord is in a state of anger which has never been angry like this before. Go. I am not qualified for it. Lestu laha. Go to the one after me. We keep going from prophet to prophet. This is all the Muslims and all the disbelievers, everyone. So then we go finally to Musa alayhi salam. And Musa alayhi salam responds in the same way. He said, then we go to Isa alayhi salam. And Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, responds in the same way. And he adds, the people took me as a god. Therefore today I am not qualified to face my Lord. How am I supposed to face him? I've got an answer to this. I've got something I have to answer to. The people took me as a god. Go to the one after me. I am not qualified for it. Lastu laha. Finally, we reached Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He said, this is what I have been favored with on that day. That I will be given an intercession for you people. And the only intercession I will be given for is for my ummah, for only for my nation who followed me. As for the rest of the nations, they will have to go behind their prophets, behind their imams. And everyone else who was disbeliever will go behind whoever they used to follow. So whoever their authority was, the angels will say, go to whoever you used to follow. Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, when the people come to me and they say, please, ishfa' lana, intercede for us for the judgment to begin, I will call out on that day and say, ana laha, ana laha. I am the one qualified for this. I am the one qualified for this today. He says, thumma asjudu li rabbi sajda. I prostrate to my Lord, such a prostration, so prolonged. Only Allah knows how long, ma sha Allah an asjud, as long as Allah wills for me to make sujood. And I call out to Allah in such a dua that I've never called out before in my life. I've never used these words in praising Him and calling out to Him in my sujood. And then my ummah, who followed me in my sunnah, and never violated my sunnah, and never innovated my sunnah, in my sunnah, never changed, tried their best to follow me sincerely, they will prostrate behind me. A caller will call out, prostrate down to your Lord. Allah says in the Quran, يَوْمَ يُكْشَفُ عَنْ سَاقٍ وَيُدْعَوْنَ إِلَى السُّجُودِ. On that day, a saq will be revealed. What is this saq? What is the true nature of this saq? Allah only knows. In Muslim, the book of Muslim, the Prophet ﷺ says, my Lord reveals his saq. Only Allah knows the nature of this saq. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ الْبَصِيرُ. There is nothing like unto him, and he hears all things and sees all things. So we will not dwell into the description of this reality called as-saq. The Muslims, the believers will see it, and then they will be called to prostrate. So then, bi-ithnillah, we prostrate. Except for the hypocrites. Allah says, فَلَا يَسْتَطِعُونَ. They will not be able to prostrate, and the disbelievers will not be able to prostrate. And a caller will say, go to whomever you used to follow. And so they go looking for their lords or their authority. And they are forced to stand behind their authorities. Allah says in the Quran, يَوْمَ يُدْعَى كُلُّ إِنَاسٍ بِإِمَامِهِمْ. Every people will be called with their leaders. So whoever you used to follow today as your leader, whoever's words were on top of the words of Allah or the words of the Prophet Muhammad, that will be your leader on that day, and you'll be gathered behind them. Allah says in the Quran,
إِذْ تَبَرَّأَ الَّذِينَ اتُّبِعُوا مِنَ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوا وَرَأَوُوا الْعَذَابِ وَتَقَطَّعَتْ بِهِمُ الْأَسْبَابِ.
On that day, those who were followed in this life, they will bear innocence from those who followed them. And all reasons are cut off. All excuses are no longer accepted.
وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوا وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوا لَوْ أَنَّ لَنَا كَرَّةً فَنَتَبَرَّأَ مِنْهُمْ كَمَا تَبَرَّؤُوا مِنَّا كَذَلِكَ يُرِيهِمُ اللَّهُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ حَسَرَاتٍ عَلَيْهِمْ وَمَا هُمْ بِخَارِجِينَ مِنَ النَّارِ.
He said, those who followed the wrong people, on that day they will say, I wish that we can be given life again so that we can change our course, and today we can be innocent from them the way that now they are saying they are innocent from us. You see, the leaders, the people who said follow me and you followed them, you will all be enemies to one another, you see. And Allah says in the Quran, al-akhilla, the best friends in this life, al-akhilla, the best friends ever in this life. You know, when you have your best friend, you will shed your blood in their protection, in their defense. Yes, those are the best friends Allah is talking about. Al-akhilla yawma'idhin ba'duhum li-ba'din adu. On that day, they will be the worst enemies. You know, the enemy you want to kill, that's how the closest friends will be the worst enemies on that day. Illa al-muttaqeen, except those who are muttaqeen, who advised one another to protect themselves from sins. You know, best friends in this life who remind you of Allah, remind you of Jannah, of hellfire, help you in the right way, remind you about the sins, right? Praise you when you do good, you know, advise you when you do bad. These are the proper friends. Choose your friends, my dear brothers and sisters. Rasul Sallallahu said, Al-mar'u ala dini khalili. Every person will be on the way, on the religion of their best friend. فَلْيَحْذَرْ أَحَدُكُمْ مَنْ يُخَالِلْ. Every one of you should monitor and beware who they choose as their companion in this life. You know, your companion, the one who you always spend time with. On that day, you'll be the best friends or the worst enemies. Each one will blame the other person. It's your fault. He will say, no, it's your fault. You saw me do this and you didn't prevent me. You saw me, and he'll say, well, I saw you do that and you didn't. I did this and you didn't prevent me. You didn't tell me. It's your fault. Everyone will be blaming the other. And Allah will say, don't blame each other. You both were warned. You both were given the warnings, but today there is no room. So this is what happened to the rest of the people. As for the Prophet ﷺ and his ummah who are still prostrating, the hadith says, فِي ذَٰلِكَ الْيَوْمِ يَنزِلُ اللَّهِ. On that day, Allah will descend. How will He descend? What does descending mean? Only Allah knows the nature of this descension. But in our aqidah, in our belief system, we are taught in the Quran and Sunnah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will descend. The nature of that, we don't know. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. There is nothing like unto Him or compared to Him. وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. Yet He hears all things and sees all things. يَنزِلُ اللَّهِ. And Allah says in the Quran, in Surah Al-Haqqah, or in Surah Al-Fajr, sorry,
وَجِيءَ رَبُّكَ وَالْمَلَكُ صَفًّا صَفًّا.
On that day, your Lord and His angels will come. The angels in line like soldiers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come. As for Allah's coming, we don't know how this nature is.
وَيَحْمِلُ عَرْشَ رَبِّكَ فَوْقَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ ثَمَانِيَةٍ.
In Surah Al-Haqqah, Allah says, and Allah's throne will be brought. What does this throne look like? Only Allah knows. But it will be brought, and there will be eight angels carrying Allah's throne. These angels, the description came in the hadith, that they are so humongous that it will take 300 years journey for a person to reach between the shoulder and the earlobe. They look in that nature. What the earlobe looks like, Allah knows. What the shoulder looks like, Allah knows. But the point is, these angels are humongous. Eight of them carrying Allah's throne. The Prophet ﷺ said, the sky, the worldly sky, this universe that we see, compared to the second sky, because there are seven skies Allah created, is like a ring thrown into the desert. And the second compared to the third is like a ring thrown into the desert. And the third compared to the fourth is like a ring thrown into a desert. And so on, until you reach the seventh. And the seventh, compared to the arsh, to the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is like a drop, in one hadith, like a drop in the ocean. In another hadith, like a ring thrown into a falah, like ring thrown into space. Count. وَسِعَ كُرْسِيُّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And there is Allah's kursi, which is above the throne. And the kursi encompasses the whole skies and the earth. It's even larger than the arsh, than the throne. That will be brought on the Day of Judgment. And then Allah will say, يَا مُحَمَّدْ صلى الله عليه وسلم ارفع رأسك. Lift your head. واشفع تشفع. And intercede. Ask. Intercede. I will give you intercession. واسأل تعطى. And ask for anything, I will give you. Then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم lifts his head. And the only thing he will say is, يا ربي أمتي أمتي. Oh my Lord, save my nation, save my nation. The ummah of the Prophet ﷺ are the ones who believed in the Prophet ﷺ after his messengerhood. My brothers and sisters in Islam, the Prophet ﷺ, where will he be at that point? He said before his death, ﷺ, He stood up before his death by a few days, and he gathered the Muslims one day, and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was there. And then he said, a companion of yours is about to leave this world. And he was given an option between living for longer or to go to his Lord, and he chose his Lord. Suddenly Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu began to weep and cry. And the companion said, we didn't know what Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was crying about. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam cried, and he understood that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu understood. And he said, إِنِّي فَرَطُكُمْ عِنْدَ الْحَوْضِ I will be awaiting you at the fountain. Al-Hawd, at the fountain. And the fountain is Al-Kawthar. The Prophet ﷺ has been given Al-Kawthar. One that will be in the hereafter, and its origin, its actual source is in the Garden of Eden, in Jannah, over Al-Firdaus. But he will be given a portion of it in the hereafter. Al-Rasul says, I'll be waiting for you at the fountain, Al-Hawd, or the extension of the Hawd, of the fountain, Al-Kawthar. As Allah says, Inna a'tainaka al-Kawthar, we have given you the Kawthar. He said to the believers, I'll be waiting for you there on the Day of Judgment. That is where the intercession will start. And when the Prophet ﷺ says, Ya Rabbi, Ummati, Ummati, my nation, my nation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will let the Prophet ﷺ see them, and he will know them. Rasul ﷺ will know his ummah, which he interceded for. How will he know them? When the Prophet ﷺ was saying, I will be waiting for you at the Hawd, he said, follow my sunnah and stick to it. What I am on and my companion, stick to it. And I will be waiting for you there. And I will call you and say, come and drink from the fountain. شَرْبَةً هَنِيئَةً مَرِيئَةً لَا يَضْمَأُ بَعْدَهَا أَبَدًا Prophet ﷺ said, you will drink from it. A drink that you will never, ever be thirsty after that again. Thirst as in the quenching of thirst which brings you to fatigue. That's the thirst we're talking about. You will never be thirsty like that ever again. And you will enjoy it. This fountain on the Day of Judgment, he says, it will be colored like milk. You'll say, this is like milk, but it's not like the milk of this earth. It will taste sweeter than honey, but not like the honey of this earth. And you will have cups of gold and silver. Some of the ummah of the Prophet ﷺ, we ask Allah to let us drink from that. Will drink by themselves. And some of them, the Prophet ﷺ will give them to drink from his blessed hand, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. After the Prophet ﷺ, before the Prophet ﷺ died, he went to his final visit to the grave of the shuhada, of the martyrs, and to Al-Baqiyah. And he made dua for them, and then he said the following words, وَدَدْتُ أَلَّوْ رَأَيْتُ لَوْ أَلَّوْ رَأَيْنَا إِخْوَانَنَا The only thing I will miss of not seeing is that I will die not seeing my brethren. And then Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu said, Ya Rasulallah, أَوَلَسْنَا نَحْنُ بِإِخْوَانِكَ Are we not your brothers already? Look, we're here, you can see us. He said, Ya Abu Hurairah, you are my companions, yes, and you are my brothers. But the brethren I'm talking about, they are not here. هُمْ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِي وَلَمْ يَرَوْنِي They are the ones who believed in me and followed me, but never saw me, never met me. We ask Allah that we are them. Ameen. He said, what will happen? He said, I'm going to meet them on the Day of Judgment, and I will call them to drink from the fountain. He said, كَيْفَ تَعْرِفُهُمْ وَلَمْ تَرَهُمْ How will you know them and you have never seen them? He said, have you ever heard? Or have you ever heard the example of a person? Or if I told you that a person had many horses and some of them were very black in color and among them there were horses that were striped with white on their faces and on their arms and on their legs and on their tails. He said, well, isn't he able to tell the difference between these horses and those? He said, yes, very easy. He said, on the Day of Judgment, my ummah will come to me, ghullan muhajjalin. They will come striped with nur, brightness, nur, on their faces. This is what it meant. It means on their faces and on their arms and on their legs. How did I know this? Because the Prophet ﷺ said, وَذَلِكَ مِنْ أَثَرِ الْوُضُوءِ This is because the effect of the wudu they used to make. What does that mean? It means they used to pray. They used to prepare for prayer. They were purified by making wudu. إسباغ الوضوء, he said. إسباغ الوضوء. They used to not only make wudu, they used to make their wudu proper. So they would go a little bit beyond their knee, their elbows, a little bit beyond their ankles. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu said, after that day, everyone I saw, I used to say to them, whoever wants to drink from the fountain of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, extend your wudu. Like, make it better. Make it better. Or do it like the way Bilal radiallahu anhu used to make it. Before every prayer he used to make wudu, whether he still had it or didn't. However, there will be people whom the Prophet ﷺ, when he intercedes for them, they will be turned away from the fountain. See, there will be angels standing there. And the people will rush to that fountain. They will see that this is salvation. So some of them will be prevented by the angels. And they will look like, Prophet ﷺ will say, are they from my ummah? And some of them, the Prophet ﷺ used to know from this life. And you'll say, they are from my ummah. And Allah will say to him, they changed after you. They changed after you. Meaning they changed your sunnah after you. The innovators, the ones who apostated, they changed. And the Prophet ﷺ will say, sorrowness and depth of hellfire for those who changed my sunnah after me, those who changed my way after me. My brothers and sisters, this is when the sky above us will be filled with darkness. We look up, and what do we see? We see our books, our records. Allah says in the Quran, وَإِذَا الصُّحُفُ نُشِرَتْ, when the records will be spread, the judgment has begun. الحساب, the accountability, that is when it has begun. And the records begin to fall. Some of them will fall, and some of the angels will grab them and give them to their owners. By their names, some of them will receive it in their right, and some will receive it in their left, or behind their backs. And some of them will receive it when their name is called out to come to their Lord. So in different ways. Why behind their backs? Because some of them will see others receiving the book in their left forcefully. And when they receive their book in their left forcefully, you could see their faces and their appearance is darkened, and they are filled with angels full of rage. So they hide their hands behind their backs, their left hand, wanting to receive it in their right. But then they receive it behind their backs. وَرَاءَ ظُهُورِهِمْ. This is in the tafsir, why they receive it behind their backs. And those who receive it in their right will get nur that you could see on their faces. Next week, inshallah, we will go into detail on the way the ones who receive their books in their right and how they will receive it and when they will receive it. And those who receive it in their left and behind their backs and their state, and among them who will receive their book in their left in a different state, and how the angels will drive those to heaven and drive these to hellfire. And we'll talk about some of the mercies and forgiveness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give to certain people on that day. And some occurrences and stories that will happen on that day that will make the heart flutter, and some of them will make the heart shiver. We'll see you inshallah next week. Jazakum Allahu khair. Hada wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.